Boston police say they're trying to shame alleged gang members in the wake of a brazen murder in Dorchester Sunday. Police have been distributing a flyer with pictures of 10 men allegedly in the same gang as the two suspects charged in the shooting death of 14-year-old Nicholas Fahmy Davis. In court yesterday, prosecutors described how the two worked together in the shooting, which took place as Fahmy Davis rode a motor scooter in Dorchester. WBUR's Bianca Boskistonis reports on how the murder and the unusual police response have shocked the neighborhood.
Nicole McFarland was sitting on her front stoop Sunday with her family. Suddenly, she heard shots. She ran and found a boy bleeding on the ground. It was her neighbor.
And I crouched down to him and I told him, Nicholas, your daddy's coming. They sent to go get your dad. He wasn't struggling, but he was breathing hard.
McFarland tried to keep him awake. The 30-year-old mom talked about how he was going to high school soon.
And he just looked at me and he put his head to the left, clenched his fist, and he just closed his eyes. And ma'am, when I seen the color leave his face, he got as light as you and I. He's a pretty brown-skinned boy.
McFarland says Nicholas Fahmy Davis was so smart that kids picked on him. Police say he wasn't in a gang, and the assumption on the street is that those bullets were intended for someone else. Police chalk it up to gang violence. Even though they've taken two suspects off the street, they're going further. In an unusual move, they've blanketed the neighborhood with what look like mugshots of men they say associate with the suspects. Charles Bennett recognized some of them. He says they come from a gang on the other end of his street.
They got nothing better to do. They have a bunch of idiots down there.
What did you think about the police showing you pictures? Do you think that's helpful?
Yeah, it's very helpful. I mean, it's going to get these guys off the street, if anything.
This is a small, close-knit neighborhood of triple-deckers. Many people say they recognize men on the flyer. One woman even says she changed the diapers of one of them. But not everyone thinks this unorthodox police strategy will work. Down the street, about 20 people are standing in the yard of a big green house. Nicholas Fahmy Davis lived here. His dad, Nathaniel Davis Jr., is sitting on the porch, surrounded by well-wishers. They're debating the details of the shooting and how the police have handled it.
They're useless. A lot of them are
supposed to be getting back to me as soon as I...
They do what they can, man.
Davis says he saw some of the men from the flyers walk into a local drugstore, so he followed what he thought were the instructions, to call the police.
And they said that they're not really looking for them, they're just letting people know that these are known criminals and activities and stuff. But what's the sense of putting it out there like that if they ain't going to do nothing? You know? What's the sense?
Davis thinks the police should look for these men.
Find out where their parents is. You understand what I'm saying? They're around here. They're around here in some subsidized building and everything, letting the government taking care of them and stuff like that. Excuse me, God.
Oh, God.
Davis is overcome with anger at the murder of his son. And for better or worse, the pictures have given him a place to focus that anger. Boston's police commissioner says the flyers are meant to shame gang members and that people in the community can play a role by making these men outcasts in their own neighborhood. Initially, the police handed out flyers with photos of 10 men, but several people in this neighborhood say the officers followed up with another flyer that included more men, 5 or 6 more. Department spokespeople say they are unaware of a second list. However, 18-year-old Giovanni Miranda says he's on it. Here's how he sums up his reaction.
Shocked, scared. You never know, they might arrest me one day.
Miranda says it's unfair for the police to hand out his picture. He says he is not a gang member.
I never do nothing to nobody. I never did nothing, period, around here. You know?
How do they have your picture? It looks like a mugshot.
Yeah, it's a mugshot, you know?
Well, then weren't you arrested at some point?
For a little knife right there down the street. You know, they never got information, you know, about me doing something wrong to somebody or disturbing the peace on the street, you know, shooting guns like that. But because, you know, I don't do that. I was taught better than that.
Miranda says he feels neighbors are looking at him differently, looking at him like he's a criminal. He's trying to think of a way to clear his name. In the meantime, he plans to stay off the streets. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskistonis.